Elected officials joined business and municipal leaders exploring new ideas in a spirit of working together toward economic growth. SUNY New Paltz President Donald Christian.
We think it's really important that SUNY New Paltz is an anchor institution in the Mid-Hudson Valley fulfill its role as a public institution, and that involves bringing together the diverse people and organizations to look at regional solutions to the problems and opportunities that we face in the Hudson Valley.
The conference was hosted by CREO, the New Paltz Center for Research, Regional Education, and Outreach, and sponsored by the Advocacy Coalition of the Hudson Valley. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro.
CREO has been a really instrumental and important sort of clearinghouse of ideas, thoughts, policy, and concepts in the Hudson River Valley. The conference today is all about the basic question: is there a Hudson Valley regional agenda? And whether or not there is, how do we bring together thought leaders, political leaders, business leaders, community leaders to develop and nurture a regional agenda that provides for economic benefit and enhanced quality of life and a preservation of both the natural and human resources that make the Hudson River Valley special.
In remarks made to conference attendees, Molinaro touched on the geographic definition of the Hudson Valley, how it can sometimes shift to include and exclude the northern and southern counties outlying the Ulster Dutchess Columbia County core.
My conversation today was all about really transforming the way government addresses the region. In fact, in many ways, the division of municipalities, legislative districts, congressional districts, and even the Hudson River, which brings us together, also creates unnecessary at times boundaries. The political leadership needs to recognize that the economy of the Hudson River Valley, the ecology of the Hudson River Valley, the culture and demographics of the Hudson River Valley exceed any one municipal boundary, and that we together need to establish policy and leadership models that extend beyond municipal boundaries, and in the process, I hope, reinvent the region.
Ulster County Executive Mike Hine takes a positive spin on regionalism.
So often in the past, different municipalities would get very insular, very myopic, and in that situation, what happens is it hurts the entire region. When tourists come to our communities, and tourism for us is a $500 million part of our economy. When people are going to come to our region, they don't think of county by county by county. They think of coming to the Hudson Valley. They think of coming upstate. They think of a whole host of things like that. But in addition, when we face serious challenges, like Hurricane Irene, when she swept through here, there was no respect for municipal boundaries. That's not how it works. Farmers in Ulster, Orange, and many other places were harmed by this. And so we have to think of these things more regionally if we are to be prepared to compete in a global economy.
The conference focused on five topics, including regional planning throughout the Hudson Valley and regional approaches to business and tourism. The conference ended on an upbeat note. Among the attendees, Randolph Horner, Managing Director of Silicon Solution of Woodstock.
The Hudson River Valley is the most dynamic technology development region in the state of New York and arguably one of the most exciting regions in the entire United States. So having a regional agenda for sustainability planning and sustainability practice, clean energy, advanced manufacturing, but also building the human infrastructure and the community self-reliant infrastructure that pivots on what we're already doing in our respective towns points to a bright future, and I hope that this conference will help to highlight those opportunities.
Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.